come upon us. Father, let the anointing that destroys every yoke of bondage come now upon our minds, upon our hearts, upon our lives. Let us receive everything that you have for us today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Again, let me read it. Isaiah 43 and 19. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. And then another scripture that I want to read comes from Isaiah 42 and 9. Behold, the former things are come to pass. In other words, things that I spoke to you about in the past, they have come to pass. And now he says, and new things do I declare before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Before they spring forth, I tell you of them. Hallelujah. Praise God. You know, for the last several days, I've been asking God and seeking him about the service and asking him what was on his heart. And for the church, for our church, for Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God, and for the body of Christ. Because I want to know what is God saying. I want to know what is the word in season. What are you saying to us, Lord? And I heard the Lord speaking some words to me. And it was exciting to me when I heard these words. Because I heard the Lord say, this is a new season. Everybody say new season.
New season.
He said it's a new season. And I began to praise God. I began to rejoice. I don't know about you. I like it when I hear God say it's a new season. I remember the season that I was in. It was a real hard season where the devil tried to kill me in 2011. And I got down to 100 pounds soaking wet. And I almost died. And the devil had told me personally. He said, I'm going to kill you. And he tried to kill me. But thank God, God raised me up because God wasn't finished with me. Hallelujah. Until that time, I had not written a book. And now, since that time, I've written 17 books. And I'm still writing. Hallelujah. Because God had a purpose for my life. Because God was not finished with me yet. And I want to tell you, men of God, women of God, church of the living God, that season ended and a new season began. But God said, speak and prophesy in the house of the Lord today, and to anyone that is listening, that decree and declare a new season. Look at somebody, say, a new season.
A new season.
Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel this in the spirit today. I want you to think about how that when the seasons change in the natural, when the seasons change, we dress differently.
Right.
Now over here on this part of the country, in this part of the country, it kind of stays the same. It's pretty much the same. It's pretty universal through the year. But in Oklahoma and different parts of the world, when the seasons change, you dress differently. You dress differently for winter than you do for summer. And when the seasons change, your activities change. You don't go swimming in the winter, usually, not in Oklahoma, because you have to break the ice to get in the water. And so there's things that you do. You don't sow your seed in the winter in the natural because it's not the right season for it. So there are seasons that we do different things in different seasons. We have different mindsets in different seasons. Different seasons require different attitudes and different perspectives. And there's a season for planting and there's a season for harvesting what's been planted. And you use different tools for planting than you do for harvesting. There's different tools and there's a different mindset about planting than there is from harvesting. But one of the great universal truths that is revealed to us in the Word of God is this. As long as the earth remains, there will be summer and winter and day and night and cold and heat and seed time and harvest. And he said, as long as the earth remains, these things will be so. They will not change. There will always be day. There will always be night. There will be summer. There will be winter. There will be cold. There will be heat. There will be seed time and harvest. I came to this pulpit today with this word in my heart, and it's not so much a sermon today as it is a prophetic word and a declaration and a decree. Every one of us have had seasons. We've had good seasons, and we've had bad seasons. We've had times in our lives when it seemed like everything was coming up roses. You know the times and the seasons when everything just fell into place. It's like you could do no wrong. It's like you had the Midas touch, and everything that you touched would turn to gold. And then we have had seasons, if we're honest, like the one I went through in 2011, where it felt like you planted roses, but all was growing was thorns. And everything you touched, instead of it turning to gold, it turned into pot metal. Now, somebody like that here today, you've all had heaven from the day that you got saved. You've never had any problems. You've never had any downs. It's all been ups. You never had any sour, bitter places. It's all been sweet. Now, I need to go someplace else. I need to talk to some people that have been through something. If that's you, I need to go somewhere else. I got to talk to some people that have been through some stuff. Because this word is for some people that have been through some stuff. Amen. So, you know, we've been through those places. We've all been up and we've been down. We've had those places where it seems like we planted roses, but all that's coming up is thorns. And we all know this. We know that roses have thorns. We understand that. We understand that if you're going to pick the roses, you've got to be willing to deal with the thorns. We understand that. Am I right about that?
Yeah.
We understand that. That's normal. That's natural. We're pretty well adjusted to that. But the part that's really hard to handle is when you're looking for roses, but all you find are thorns. I think that's what the book of Lamentations was about. Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations. It's a book about a man of God. He's looking for something good in his life, but all he sees is misery, grief, and pain and disappointment all around him. And I know by the Spirit of God, I'm speaking to some people today that are in this house and some that are listening to me by way of Facebook and podcasts who have been in a disappointing season. You've been trying to stay positive. You've been trying not to be negative. You've been trying to keep a stiff upper lip. You've been trying to see the silver lining in the cloud. You've been trying to find the gold in the fire. But the truth is, it's just hard. It's just hard when you're going through those places. It's hard. It was hard for me when I was in that dark place and when my body was being attacked and when my mind was being attacked and my emotions were being attacked and I was hearing the devil say, why don't you just give up? Just give up. Don't even try to fight. Just give up. And you know, there's a point in your life, there's places in your life where it would be easier to give up than to keep on going. It would be easier just to throw up your hands and say, well, forget it. It's not worth it. But it takes a real effort to say, I'm just going to keep on going. I don't feel like praying today, but I'm going to keep on praying. I don't feel like worshiping today, but I'm going to keep on worshiping. I don't feel like reading the Bible today, but I'm going to keep on reading my Bible. I'm going to tell you, there is a time in your life, and if you haven't reached there, my friend, there will come a time when you'll reach it. And it's not a place where I recommend to anybody or where I encourage anybody, but I tell you, as sure as I'm standing here today, you will live to see the day that there will come a time when you will not be able to pray. You will not be able to pray. You won't have the energy. You won't have the strength. You won't have the courage. You will feel like giving up. And friend, that's when you need somebody around you that cares about you. You need somebody to say, I'm not going to give up on you. You need somebody that will say, the devil is not going to take you out. I'm going to stand in the gap and make up the head. I'm going to pray for you when you can't pray. I'm going to worship when you can't worship. I'm going to read the Bible over you because you can't read it for yourself. I'm telling you, in the darkest seasons of your life, God is still God, and He will still show up, and He still will perform a miracle for you if you don't give up.
Amen.
I couldn't even pray. I was so weak. I've said it before, and you've heard me say it. I was so weak I couldn't pray. I'd go in there to my study where I would normally pray, and I would fall asleep. Couldn't read the Bible because I start to read the Bible, I fall asleep. But I thank God for a partner. I thank God for a woman. A woman of God, my wife, that stood beside me and read that word over me. And she would say to me, she'd say, baby, God must have something big in store for you. And I would look at my bony body and I would say, what is she talking about? I would look at my bony body and I would feel the lack and the emptiness of my strength, and I would think to myself, what is she talking about? Because the voices in my mind were telling me, you're going to die. But I had one little voice that was saying, your destiny is not over. I had a voice that was saying, you haven't fulfilled your purpose yet. I've got a plan for your life. You haven't fulfilled your purpose. You haven't walked where I want you to walk yet. You haven't stood where I want you to stand yet. See, if the devil would have had his way, I would have never come to this place. If the devil would have had his way, I would have never been preaching on Facebook. If the devil would have had his way, I would never be reaching out on podcasts and Sermon Central all over the world. But I'm here today because the devil didn't have his way. Because greater is he that is in us than he that's in the world. Hallelujah. Oh, you are of God, little children, and you have overcome them, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Oh, we serve a mighty God today. Oh, we serve a mighty God today. I'm talking to those who are going through a hard season. I'm talking to those who are going through the fire. The fire is real and the fire hurts. But God is faithful. And he was there with you before the fire. And he'll be with you through the fire. And he'll be with you on the other side. When you're looking back at the fire saying, ha, ha, ha. Hallelujah. The Lord said it's a new season. Prophesy. Prophesy in the house to Grover Beach Pentecostal Church of God. Prophesy to those who are listening that it's a new season. Yeah. Thank God for a new season. Can you just lift your hands wherever you are and begin to thank God for a new season?
Yeah.
Oh, Rita Bashada. I thank you for a new season, Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I feel something changing. I feel something changing today, God. I thank God for a new season. We've been in a sowing season, but we're entering a reaping season. We're getting ready to reap from our prayers. We're getting ready to reap from our intercession. We're getting ready to reap from the financial seeds we've sown. We're getting ready to reap from the right decisions and choices we've made. We're getting ready to reap from the love that we've shown. We're getting ready to reap from the seeds of wisdom of the Word of God that we've hid in our hearts. God said, tell my people to change their minds. Hallelujah. Change your mind. I'm changing my mind. I've been in a low place, but I'm changing my mind. I've been in a weak place, but I'm changing my mind. I've been in a place of sowing, and it's been difficult and it's been hard, but I'm changing my mind. I'm getting ready to reap. In due season, God said, you shall reap if you faint not. Nothing changes in your life until it changes in your mind. What happens in your mind will happen in time. I was meditating on the Word and God spoke this Word to me about the new season. I was rejoicing. Oh, thank you, Lord, for the new season. Let me say some things today. I believe in the sovereignty of God. God is sovereign. God can do whatever He wants to do, whenever He wants to do it, with whoever He wants to do it with. And He doesn't have to ask anybody about it. He doesn't have to ask permission from the Assembly of God, or from the Pentecostal Church of God, or from the Baptists, or from the Presbyterian, or the Catholics. He's God. He's sovereign. He is the ultimate potentate. Hallelujah. I like that word. Potentate. Just sounds good. Why don't you try that? Potentate. And I know that God chooses to do things at time. And all you can do when He chooses to do something is either agree with God, be blessed by your agreement, or disagree with Him and suffer the consequences. But I have also received a great revelation that God rarely does anything without human participation. That's why the Bible says, ask and you shall receive, and you have not because you ask not. God has irrevocably linked Himself with human participation and cooperation. In other words, if you don't, I won't. He said, lay your hands on the sick and they shall recover. He won't do His part until you do your part. Many years I lived my life feeling a little like a pawn on a chessboard, as though I had no choice in the outcome of the game except to try and adjust for whatever was thrown at me. I felt pushed around, beat up, and battered. I felt like I was in the middle between God and the devil. I was always trying to just adjust to whatever wind was blowing. But thank God, one day I got the revelation that I am not a helpless pawn on a chessboard, and I'm not just a ship adrift on life's ocean, but I am somebody going somewhere to do something big for God. I'm not drifting aimlessly. I'm not just the powerless victim of circumstances. I'm not living the merry-go-round life. My friend, I've got destiny. I've got purpose. I've got direction. I've got focus. I've got dreams. I've got goals. Oh, I've got a reason for living. Hallelujah. Look at your neighbor and say, he's talking about me. Woo, hallelujah. He's talking about me. I have the power of the Holy Spirit living in me. Somebody say, me too. You have the greater one living in you. Greater than sickness and disease, greater than fear, greater than poverty, greater than lack, greater than worry, greater than any plan, any plot, any scheme, any assignment or conspiracy of hell. Yeah. The greater one lives in you. Yes, amen. And I heard the Holy Spirit say again, it's a new season. Oh, I began to rejoice. Lord, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that new season. And then I heard the Lord say something to me. He said, say it. I said, what? He said, say it. Say what? He said, say it's a new season. I said, why do I need to say it? You said it. Anybody ever talk to God like that?
Yeah.
I'm thinking, why do I need to say it? You just said it. That's enough, isn't it, if you said it? He said, say it. I said, well, I thought you already said it. That's all. And then he told me something. He said, even though it's released in the heavenlies, it has to be established in the earth. And the only way it can be established in the earth is for somebody to declare it with faith. Oh, hallelujah. Look at somebody and say, say it.
Say it.
Say, look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor.
Neighbor.
Put your mouth to work. And say it.
Say it.
Say it's a new season. And listen, the only way, even though it's been released in the heavenlies, the only way it can be established in the earth is for somebody to declare it with faith. Proverbs 18 and 21 says, death and life are in the power of the tongue. Proverbs 12 and 6 says, the mouth of the upright shall deliver them. Then he gave me this word, Proverbs 22 and 28. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. That word established, he said, you shall decree a thing, it shall be established. Watch this. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it, what is it? It is what you decree. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. Come on, lift your hands for just a minute. I feel God is doing something. Something is shifting in the atmosphere. Somebody said, I don't feel it. Well, you got to feel this by faith. This is a faith feeling. Somebody is getting a breakthrough. I'm telling you, I feel it in the spirit. Something is getting ready to shift. A stone is getting ready to roll away. Oh, darkness is getting ready to run from you. I'm telling you, poverty is getting ready to turn into abundance and into plenty. Something is getting ready to change. Woo! You shall decree a thing. You shall decree a thing. And it, what you decree, shall be established unto who? Unto you who decree it. Who will it be established for? For those that decree it. For those that declare it. You declare it. And God says, I will establish it. The word established means validated, set, proven, fulfilled, ratified. And this is my favorite definition. To raise up and bring on the scene. God says, you decree it, I'll ratify it, I'll raise it up, and I'll bring it on the scene. That's what my wife was doing when she was looking at me and I was shrinking away and I was shriveling up and I was nothing but skin and bones. And she said, baby, God must have something big in store for you. And she was prophesying over me and she was decreeing over me that this is not it. It's not over. My friend, it's not over. I don't care what it looks like or what it feels like. God sent me with a word in this house today to declare to you, it's not over. Oh, hallelujah. Somebody say it's a new season.
It's a new season.
Now watch. The word established means validate, proven, fulfilled, ratified, to raise up and bring on the scene. It's just like the prophet in the valley of dry bones. God declared for that valley of dry bones, Ezekiel 37. He declared for that valley of dry bones his prophetic intention for those bones. He told Ezekiel what he wanted to happen to those bones. And then he said to Ezekiel, prophesy! Why? You said it, God. Isn't that enough? No. It's not enough. It was declared in the heavenlies. It is the divine intention and the purpose of God in the heavenlies. But to get it established in the earth, somebody has to prophesy. Somebody has to declare it, decree it, agree with God by faith, and release words of faith in the earth. So he said to Ezekiel, prophesy. Nothing happened, even though Ezekiel heard God's word, knew what the mind of God was for those bones. Nothing happened until Ezekiel began to speak what God had said over those bones. And as he prophesied and decreed God's intention, the power of God began to move in that valley, and resurrection life entered those bones, and they stood up on their feet, a mighty army. And so I came into this house today, into this pulpit, to prophesy and to decree and declare a new season in this house, a new season in your life, a new season in your family, a new season in your health, a new season in your finances, a new season in your relationships, and a new season in your emotions. And I came to declare and decree that an old season is coming to an end. And today, everybody say today. Say right here. Say right now. A new season is beginning in my life. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, lift your hands and bless him in this house. Come on, lift your hands and bless him. release some faith in this house today. Release some faith with your mouth. God, I thank you. I praise you for a new season. Oh, I praise you for a new season. A new season in my health. A new season in my family. A new season in my relationships. A new season in my mind. A new season in my emotions. A new season in my finances. Lord, I thank you for a new season today. Now, that's why I told you when I started this message that this is not just a sermon, but it's a prophetic declaration that I heard from God. And I came to decree and declare that every place the enemy has hurt you and caused you pain in the last season, if you'll believe the word of the Lord, it shall turn for your good. Oh, somebody say it's turning. Say it's turning right now. I came to declare to you that every loss in the last season shall be compensated for. Oh, yes, I heard this. I hear the Holy Spirit saying this to me. For every tear you shed in the last season, in the new season, you shall laugh double. Hallelujah. Every place where your life has suffered drought in the last season, in this season, it shall bloom like the rose, and it shall overflow with rivers of life-giving waters. I'm prophesying to anybody that's going to receive it today. This is a new season. Come on, stand your feet all over this house right now. And I want you to begin to agree with this word. If you believe this word, you say, well, I thought God was the one that changes the season. My friend, the season changes when you make a decision that you're ready for a new season. When you make a decision that I'm tired of the way things are. I'm sick and tired of being sick and tired. I'm sick and tired of being sick. I'm sick and tired of being bound and oppressed and depressed and confused and beat down and beat up and pushed around. I'm sick and tired of the devil in my finances. I'm sick and tired of the devil messing with my family and messing with my children. And I decree and declare that this is a new season coming in my life. I'm not going to put up with the same mess in this season that I put up with in the last season. This is a change. Come on, lift your voice right now and begin to decree it over your own life. I declare a new season in my life. I declare a new season in our church. I declare families. I declare a new season in our finances. I declare a new season in our families, oh God. Lord, what the devil got away with in the last season, he's going to have to bring it back. Lord, what the devil got away with in the last season, he's going to have to bring it back. Devil, you're going to bring it back. Seven times what you stole, you've got to bring it back. Oh, I prophesy devil for your trouble. Come on, just bless him. Come on, I think we're setting something. We're establishing something. Come on, push through to your breakthrough. Push through until you feel it. He said, I don't feel it. Well, keep on pushing until you do. I don't feel it. Yes, you can feel faith. Just up on both shakatabah. Whether you're here in this house or whether you're watching my Facebook, I'm here to tell you it's a new season. I prophesy and decree and declare over your life today. It's a new season in Jesus' name. It's a new season. It's a new season. Sometimes, my friend, you gotta walk by faith. Somebody said, Pastor, I hear your words, Pastor, but I don't feel it. Pastor, I hear your words, but everything in my life is contradicting what you're telling me. So? Yeah. Does that mean God's word is not true?
No.
Well, what do I do? Walk by faith.
Yeah.
Well, every time I say those words,
It's like the devil is just pushing them back in my mouth. Okay? Spit them out again. The mouth of the upright shall deliver you. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Thou shalt decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee. Remember my wife during that time of my extreme sickness. For about 3 to 6 months, it was one solid year that the warfare raged intensely. For about 6 months, God completely blinded my eyes to what was happening. And I didn't even see my body. I didn't see what was happening. I didn't see the color discoloration. I didn't see the green. I didn't see my eyes yellow. I didn't see anything. I was just blinded to that. Then one day, I got out of bed, and I looked in the mirror, and I saw nothing but a skeleton in front of the mirror. And I thought, and this thought hit my mind like arrows on fire. You're dying. You're dying. But every time she would speak to me, she would say, "You're my buff babe." I couldn't even start a lawnmower. I could barely carry a carton of Coke in the house. We'd go to Walmart, and I couldn't walk around the store. I had to sit down somewhere halfway around or a third of the way and just sit down because I couldn't do it. I walked through the parking lot like this. And the devil was saying, "Yeah, you're going to die. You're going to die. I told you I was going to kill you. You're going to die." And it was looking like he was right. But I'm going to tell you something. I went to church. I went to that church of this man of God that is going to be here in this pulpit on Wednesday night. Apostle Bobby Hogan. That man of God turned that service and began to pray over me, and turned the whole service and everyone in that church, over 200 people, began to go into deep, strong intercession for me. I left that house feeling nothing. I felt no better. I felt no stronger. I felt the same pain. I felt the same weakness. Went home. Day one, same. Day two, same. Day three, same. I had no taste in my mouth, no taste buds. I threw up at least 10 times a day. I stuck my finger down my throat to throw up because the bile would build up and hurt my stomach so bad. The only way to get the pain to go away was to throw up. 10 times or more a day. If I drank anything or ate anything, it didn't matter what it was, it had to come out. The third day, I got up, 100 pounds soaking wet. Third day, I got up, and when I got up, I was hungry. When I got up, all the pain was gone. When I got up, the discoloration in my eyes was gone.
Hallelujah!
In 24 days, I gained 44 pounds. Hallelujah! In 2 months, I gained 70 pounds. I'm talking about a new season.
Amen.
I'm telling you, I don't care what that old season looks like. I don't care what it feels like. I don't care what the devil's doing. I don't care what he's trying to do. I came to tell you the God we serve is greater. He is bigger. With the love of God. Come on, I think we need to praise him this time. I think we need to bless him one more time. Oh, God, I praise you, Lord. Oh, we thank you, God, for faith, Lord. But this is the victory that overcomes the Lord. Even our faith, God, you're still a miracle working God. There's nothing you cannot do, Father. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So sometimes I look at situations that look impossible. And I get fired up, man, because I just think this is a chance for my faith to go to work. I don't need faith for what I can see. You don't need faith for what you already have in your hand. You have to have faith when you can't see it. You have to have faith when everything in your natural world is contradictory and says God's word is a lie and it could never happen. That's when you have to have faith and you have to keep on marching around the walls. Keep on marching. Because you never know. That last shout, that last glory to God, that last seed you sow, that last thank you, Jesus, can turn that whole thing around. I had, and I'm closing with this, I had a big knot in my side right here. It's a big knot right there. It's like a boulder. You've seen those boulders. You have peewees and the regular sized marbles and then the boulders. It was right here in my side. And it hurt. Didn't know what it was. And when I woke up that third morning, it was completely gone. It was just completely gone. Oh, what a mighty God.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
And when the Lord speaks a word to me, I know He's serious. And when He said, it's a new season, I said, I like that, God. Then He said, you say it. So I want you to say it with me one more time in this house today. Say it until you believe it. Say it until you believe it. It's a new season for me. It's a new season in my life. It's a new season in my family. It's a new season in my church. I'm never going back. This season is changing for the good. Hallelujah. This season is changing for the good. I want everyone in this house, I just feel to do this right now. If you're standing at a place where you're saying, Pastor, that word was on time, and that word was for me, and I need that manifested in my life, I want you to come quick. You said, Pastor, I know that was a word from heaven. That word was for me. That word was on time, and I need this word. I need it manifested in my life today. I know that those that are watching my Facebook and those that are listening to me by way of podcast, you can't be up here in front of this church, but you can agree with us. You can lift your hands. You can open your mouth, and you can agree with us today that the same anointing, the same spirit that's in this house is going to flow to you today, wherever you are. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, I want you to just lift your hands right now. Father, I release this word over these people today as a servant of God, as a prophetic voice in the house, Lord, as the overseer of this house. I release this word upon this family, this church family, and all those that are watching and listening, Lord. And I release this prophetic declaration today, God, that it's a new season. It's a new season is on the horizon. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that Satan's plans will not succeed. I decree and declare that what the enemy has launched against them and meant for evil, that it is turning today in the name of Jesus, and it is turning for their good. I decree and declare, Lord, breakthroughs in their families, breakthroughs in their finances. I decree and declare, God, breakthroughs in their relationships, relationships that have been strained, relationships that have been taught, relationships that have been distant. I decree and declare restoration and healing in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare that where sickness has reigned, that sickness will go in Jesus' name, that health and healing will come, that miracle life will take its place. God, I loose a new season. We're walking out of the dark into the light. We're walking out of weakness into strength. We're walking out of sickness into health. We're walking out of poverty and lack into abundance and into prosperity and into overflow. I feel chains breaking. I'm telling you, I feel chains breaking. Lord, I agree right now in the name of Jesus. Jesus. I am free in the name of Jesus. Power, 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 power in the name of Jesus. Power, 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 Lord, a new season, Lord. For Brother Jim, Sister Sherry, a new season, Lord. I decree a new season, Lord. 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 A new season, Sister Sherry, oh God. Lord, it shall be so. On the authority of your word. I cut out my cry. The devil was trying to keep you out of this new season. He's trying to keep you out of this. He didn't want you to get into this new season. He knew if he could kill me, these books would never be written. And he knew if I could get rid of him, if I could take him out in this season, these books would never be written. But on this side, in my new season, I've written 17 books, and there's 17 more on the way. I'm going to make the devil sorry. I'm going to make him sorry that he ever touched my life. I'm going to make him sorry that he ever touched my body with his finger. I'm going to make him sorry that he ever touched my family or my finances. I'm going to make him sorry every time somebody reads one of those books and they get a healing, they get a deliverance, they get hope, they get encouragement. I'm making the devil pay. Let me tell you something. You're going to make the devil pay. I thought that was God's job. He said, vengeance is mine, I will repay. Yes, I know. But every time the devil sees you walking where he said you could never go, you make him pay. Every time one of those books comes off the printing press, I make the devil pay. I like to hold the book and say, look at here, devil. Look at here, devil. For it shall be as I have spoken, saith the Lord. For I am not a man that I should lie, neither am I the son of man that I should repent. If I have said it, I will do it. If I have spoken it, I shall make it good. Come into agreement with me this day. Let it be not just a head agreement, but let it be a heart agreement that releases itself through your mouth, saith the Lord. Establish it with your words. And you shall see it manifested in your life, and you shall see it come to pass. For I have sent my angels today, saith the Lord, and they are hearkening unto the voice of my words. As you speak my words, you activate my angels on your behalf. So as you leave this place this day, open your mouth and boldly declare what I have spoken to you today. And my angels shall go forth acting upon the words of your mouth that you have heard and received this day, saith the Lord. Woo. Hallelujah. Woo. Praise God. Putting angels to work today, aren't you?
Amen.
I'm putting angels to work today. The Bible says angels are ministering spirits sent forth to be ministers for those who shall be heirs of salvation. They're ministering spirits. Ministering spirits today are being released on your behalf. Ministering spirits. See, when the angels hear your words in agreement with God, they go to work. They go to work moving situations around. They go to work moving things out of the way. They go to work bringing you to the right place at the right time. They go to work arranging meetings and arranging experiences. Oh, thank God for his angels today. I feel that God is doing something today.
Hallelujah.
How many believe you felt something turn in this house today? This is a blessing that you felt something turn. Just praise it by Facebook, by podcast. You felt something turn today. Just praise it. Praise it, praise it, praise it. Establish it with your praise.
Hallelujah. We praise you, Lord. We believe, we receive in Jesus' name. It's a new season. It's a new season.
I want you to shake hands with 5-6 people and tell them real strong, real bold, it's a new season in my life. Tell them a new season in my life. It starts today. It's a new season in my life. And it starts today. Hallelujah.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.